Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for this morning, which is a Sunday called Sexagesima, or the second Sunday before Lent, titled Good Ground. It's by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. We find Jesus' most famous parables, the prodigal son, the good Samaritan, the Pharisee, and the publican, only in St. Luke's Gospel. I don't have much of a clue as to why that is true, and neither does anybody else. We know St. Luke was not one of the original disciples, but he did know St. Paul later on, and we suppose that he also knew the Virgin Mary because he is the only gospel writer who tells us about some of the things only she could have told him. Whatever the reason for all that is, today's gospel lesson is the first parable Jesus tells in St. Luke's Gospel. It is also one of the few Jesus explains, like the parable of the wheat and the tares, which we heard a couple of weeks ago. And like the parable of the wheat and the tares, today's parable of the sower is not one of the more difficult ones. We might well wish Jesus had saved his explanations for parables whose meanings is not quite so obvious. But his explaining the easier parables reminds us that the main purpose of the parables is not to teach, but to separate, to be a way of finding out who gets it about God and who does not. Today, between telling the parable and explaining it, he quotes from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah. Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing ye might not see, and hearing they might not understand. That is the paraphrase of how God described Isaiah's mission as a prophet to him. He was going to go out and preach. Nobody was going to pay enough attention to what he had to, what he said to them to understand it. And that would reveal how faithless God's chosen people had become. Isaiah had a depressing and dreary assignment from God. Today's parable is about a man who sows seed which falls onto four different types of ground. The first three types of ground are not receptive to the seed for one reason or another, but the fourth is good. It responds to the seed and it yields a great deal of fruit. Jesus says that the seed is God's word. The seed that falls by the wayside stands for the people who hear, but then the devil takes the message out of their heart. The seeds that fall on rocky ground represent people who are receptive to the word as long as things go well for them, but who fall away when their faith is tested in any way. The seeds that fall among thorns represent people who hear the word, but who can never make a real commitment because money and pleasure and other concerns conspire to make them drift away. Our natural inclination is to identify ourselves with the good ground, into which the seed falls and then produces lots of fruit. But the truth is that we represent all four types of ground at various points in our lives. Sometimes we are indeed receptive, and the Word of God takes root in us and flourishes. Other times we let other things get in the way of coming to church every Sunday and praying and reading the Bible regularly. Other times we question God and rail at Him when things don't go our way. Still other times we open ourselves up to pure disobedience and evil. Right now we should be looking toward Lent, borrowing from the parable, as the time to cultivate our hearts. We want to get rid of the rocks and the thorns so we can be receptive and good ground, So God's word can take root in us, and we can do what pleases him more and more. Just before Jesus tells this parable, St. Luke tells the story of a person who is the supreme example of what God wants a Christian to be. She is the incarnation of what good and receptive ground looks like in real life. Jesus is at dinner at the house of a Pharisee, a righteous man. A woman in the town, who is no better than she should be, hears that Jesus is there. She comes to the house, cries, wipes his feet with her tears, dries his feet with her hair, kisses them, and then pours expensive perfume on them. Quite a remarkable and extravagant display. The Pharisee thinks to himself, if Jesus were really the prophet and holy man everybody says he is, he would know that this woman is a tramp, and he wouldn't let her touch him. Jesus has a pretty good idea of what the Pharisee is thinking, so he says to him, let me tell you a story. Two men each owed money to a third man. One owed him $500, and the other owed him $50. Neither of them had enough money to pay, so he canceled both debts. Which one of them do you think will love him more? The Pharisee replies, I guess the one who owed him more. Jesus says, that's exactly right. I came to your house, but you didn't wash my feet or kiss me or give me oil to cool myself off. She has done all of those things, and she has done them out of love. Her tremendous display of love reveals that her tremendous number of sins have been forgiven. Someone who thinks he doesn't have much for which to be forgiven will love relatively little. So if you really want to be good ground, the thing you need to do is cultivate yourself to be like her. Examine your conscience. Assess that what you really are like. Ask God for forgiveness, and he will give it to you. Her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is given, the same loveth little. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as his most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.